Hi there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. This is a beautiful day, at least for us, where I am recording this, and the birds are just singing like crazy. And I don't know about you, but I just love that. I love the melody of birds. So it reminds me that God takes care of the birds. Remember those scriptures in the beginning of Matthew that we read? He's concerned about them. And if he's concerned about the birds, he's concerned about you. And especially if you're going through a financial hardship right now, he is concerned for you. And I do pray for you that the Lord would provide in surprising and miraculous ways even today. Our scripture today is Matthew 25, verses 14 through 30, and it's in the MEV, and that's the Modern English Version, and this is what it says. This is the parable of the talents. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and entrusted his goods to them. To one he gave five talents, to another two, and another one, to every man according to his ability. And immediately he took his journey. He who had received the five talents went and traded with them and made another five talents. So also he who had received two gained another two, but he who had received one went and dug in the ground and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants came and settled accounts with them. He who had received five talents came and brought the other five talents, saying, "Master, you entrusted to me five talents. Look, I have gained five talents more." His master said to him, "Well done, you good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter the joy of your master." He who had received two talents also came and said, "Master, you entrusted me with two talents. See, I have gained two more talents besides them." His master said to him, "Well done, you good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter the joy of your master." Then he who had received the one talent came and said, "Master, I knew that you are a hard man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you did not winnow. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here, you have what is yours." His master answered, "You wicked and slothful servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not winnowed. Then you ought to have given my money to the bankers, and at my coming I should have received what was mine with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents, for everyone who has will more be given, and he will have an abundance. But from him who has nothing, even what he has will be taken away. And throw the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, over the past couple days, we've been ending our passages with weeping and gnashing of teeth. Lord, help us to remember that there is a reality of hell, and there is a reality of judgment coming. And so, Lord, we pray that we would live our lives in light of that, live our lives in light of eternity. And Lord, help us not to be afraid or shrink back from what you've entrusted to us, but to wholeheartedly walk forward in what you have given us to do. Lord, everyone listening here today has been given gifts and has been given a precious, magnificent life to live. And Lord, we are called by you to become masters of our domain, or stewards of what you have given us. We want to steward our lives well, and we want to be like the one with 10 talents. We want to be the one who expends our lives for the sake of the kingdom. And so, Lord, any reticence that's holding us back, help us to find that. Would you search our hearts and find the parts of us who that are unwilling to give up, or unwilling to surrender, or unwilling to go the extra mile for the kingdom? Would you show us those parts and help us to repent of those? And Lord, would you help us not to despise what we've been given? Some people feel like, well, it's not that talent, or it's not that gift that I've been given, so therefore it doesn't count. But Lord, I've been the recipient of a lot of quiet gifts in terms of other people exercising those quiet gifts toward me, and I can attest that they are beautiful. In fact, they're probably more spectacular than any of the gifts that feel up front and out there. And so, Lord, help us not to despise our gifts, but to take them and to use them for your kingdom today. We want to hear, well done, good and faithful servant. That is what we want to hear from you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. So grateful for you. So grateful for your presence here. And I just commend you for being a person who loves to be prayed for and loves to hear the scriptures. You are loved. You are seen. You are a blessing to this world. And I'm so grateful for you.